Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Raheem Harrison Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
So just to pay this off, because this is something that Brad Biggs noted in his Q&A, otherwise known as the mailbag, which is how I call it because I'm an old. This is from yesterday. There was a reader named John who asked a question about Grady Jarrett. And the reply was, Jarrett has been sidelined since the Week 3 win over the Dallas Cowboys. It is Brad Biggs' belief he likely had a procedure on his right knee. Procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is more than what we've heard. He goes on to say, had the Bears placed Jarrett on IR, the earliest he could have returned would have been the November 2nd game in Cincinnati. So it's fair to think the Bears would get him back sooner rather than later. Then we get this update today. One day later, Brad Biggs says just a few moments ago, Grady Jarrett practiced for the first time since Week 3. He was limited. Could be a situation where the team is ramping him up for Week 8. That would be next week. Jarrett is questionable.
I can... well played, Mr. Biggs. Well played,
the
sir.
The old Easter egg in the mailbag.
Well played, Biggsy. I can corroborate that as best as possible. If you listen to my reports and you read in between the lines, going back to last week, I was telling you guys I am worried about Grady Jarrett because he came off of the bye and I did. I was pushed in the right direction. Let's just say that. Think it's possible that Grady Jarrett had a procedure. I don't know how serious it was. Probably not that serious if he's out there, obviously, practicing today. I was in the locker room yesterday as well, and I was told something to the effect of, it is what it is, from a very good source. So,
yes, the medical term, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know who else used that?
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker.
Yes.
Ooh, that's
Kyle
not good.
Tucker. So do I know for a fact that Grady Jarrett had a procedure? It would also be my opinion. I like the way Brad put that. Going back to last week.
He said belief, I think.
It would also be my belief. It would be my belief as well that Grady, I can back that up from Mr. Biggs.
Back that thing up. Back that thing up.
I think that doesn't have.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but you just wanted to mix that in there.
It doesn't. Yeah, the juicing has started, man. It's Friday. Let's go.
His poor Topo Chico went all over the place.
Yeah, but that's good that he was. I will say, based on my conversations yesterday, I am surprised that they put him down as limited, questionable for the game. Do I think he will play in the game tomorrow? No, I do not think he'll play in the game tomorrow.
And all of that would make sense because next week is sooner than November 2nd. So the problem with IR is there's only so many people you can have come off of the IR. You only get eight a year, I think.
Yeah.
So that's why this is tricky. It's tricky accounting. So I don't discredit the Bears for using that to their advantage. I want to be fair to Grady Jarrett too. That's a big part of this.
I just like that Mark dropped it like it was hot, that nugget, that belief. And I want to let you know, I believe in you, so I believe your beliefs.
My beliefs. That is my belief. That is my belief. Or do I need
Would
to do it different
than Biggs? Would you call that human nature?
Ooh.
Why?
Dooby-dooby that way.
I think we also need to play Job Gone more often.
I mean... So
that guy had one job. You stop when he says, "I just can't stop" in concert.
So it's my belief that Grady Jarrett will not be, even though he's listed as questionable, will not be playing on Sunday. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I would be shocked. Although I will admit, I am surprised that, again, he shows up on the injury report as questionable. Like, and I don't know why they did that, but. Unless there's a shocker coming on Sunday, but I would be shocked if he played it.
Well, do you think there is? Let's do the predictions, fam.
Oh, predictions.
Prediction time. Let's start with you, Mark Grody.
Oh, we're going to be first. Okay, what did I say on the Take the North podcast? I have to try to stay as consistent, because, you know, this is a fluid situation.
You said TTN.
TTN. No, Bears are going to win this game. Like I said, there's just, like, I was really trying to, as best as I could, I was doing my due diligence to give a case to the New Orleans Saints, other than what Kevin Fishbane was saying, and he's correct, it's the damn NFL, and he's got 1,000 examples of where things went really badly for the Bears when we thought the Bears were going to win. There's just no evidence to me, including and maybe even starting with Spencer Rattler. There just really isn't a fear factor there. Yes, they're going to have to be in tight on those short plays that Spencer Rattler wants to do, and you just have to keep them from marching down the field. But I do believe that the Bears win this game. I am going to give it a, I believe the score I went with was 28-17 Bears.
That's also my score.
What?
Yep, 28-17 Bears. And you're right.
What?
Defense, wrap up, hit the angles on the tackles, make plays in space, and then the Saints won't go far. Turn them into the Aints, not the Saints.
That's right.
Cash money.
I'm looking at the staff predictions, and seven different people, if I'm counting this right, one, two, three, four, five, six. No, sorry, six different people predicted that the Saints would end up with 17 points.
What the hell?
Yeah.
We got to all stop talking to each other.
Did anybody pick the Saints to win, by the way, on our little staff thing?
That would be negative.
That would be a negative.
Okay, so nobody did.
That's probably dangerous, too.
It's a dangerous game.
It's a dangerous game that
we're all
playing.
Having the same brain.
I told you about the point total, but for those of you who did not hear earlier, I've got the Bears winning this game. I picked a staff high 38 points out of the Bears.
Jeepers.
And I predicted them to win 38-21 over the Saints.
38-21!
God, man.
That's a lot of points.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you know what?
Bet that over then.
If things go right, we could have our very first Bears Comfy Win Monday. In which I will come in here very comfortable in a Snuggie. If they score more than 40 points, and if they're up 2 in the 10 column. You got that?
I hear you.
Okay.
Will Ben Johnson, by the way, will he be like, oh, we blew him out. We didn't learn much from this game. Is he going to say that? Because he said last
you're
week
predicting,
that.
That's a lot of predicting.
Yeah, I don't think he would say that. I think if Caleb Williams goes out there and throws 300 yards and 4 touchdowns in the running game, provides you with a buck 50.
Dude.
I think the conversation would be like, this is a much better performance against a team that we should dominate at home, and we did.
I have one more question for you before we turn it over to the guys on the other side of the glass. Do you think the defense, is all offensive points, all 38, or
one,
do you think
one of those touchdowns could be a defensive touchdown, or
could be or will be? Or,
let's go. Wow. Let's go, make a Tyreek prediction, Stevenson.
Dude.
Let's go.
Here's
pick
my
six.
Prediction.
I'm okay if it's all offensive.
One
I'm
of those
asking.
Touchdowns will either be a defensive touchdown or a very, very short field touchdown off a turnover. So, like, you get the ball inside the 40-yard line.
This is a lot.
I'd like to see Brisker get in the end zone because he wanted it badly, man, when he made that interception.
Oh, he was out.
But he was way too close to the other end zone. That's the thing. Guys?
So, my pick, you can get it on 670thescore.com. That's where all of our stat picks are. All of the producers here also contribute as well. I'm waiting for the Bears to fall flat on their face, like I have been since I've started working here, since I've known the Chicago Bears. I've always known when there's good vibes, it feels like it's going to come crashing down. The thing is, I'm not going to believe that until it happens because I believe in Ben Johnson that much. I believe we are seeing a change in how we view the Bears. So give me the Bears, 35, Saints, 24.
You're drinking that juice.
Spencer Rattler comes into Soldier Field with a 6-1 touchdown interception ratio. I think the Bears defense is going to mess that up. I'm calling for a couple of takeaways. I'm calling for a couple of Rome Odunze touchdowns and a 31-15 Bears win over the Saints.
Multiple Bears.
Who's having the Rome takeaways? Odunze. You got some specifics for me on those takeaways? Who's going to intercept?
Quanti B is going to get one.
I think Tyreek Stevenson.
I love that.
I like Tyreek Stevenson.
Maybe we'll talk to Tyreek next week.
Maybe we will.
Yeah.
Maybe we will.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'll figure out an appropriate punishment for us if the Bears lose. We'll have to still treat ourselves somehow so we don't lose either way. That's the trick.
Oh, I thought Marshall was buying us stuff for the rest of the year. I thought that was
for the rest of the year.
Yeah, those parlays.
You're making fun of my low dollar amount invested into the parlays, but now you want to reap the benefits.
That's true.
The
you don't have enough
Easter
money.
The old Easter egg in the mailbag trick.
Yes, I'm poor. It's fine.
Whatever. The both of you. Play what? This poor game. Oh, I can't pay. I don't know what's going on.
What are you talking about?
I bought stuff. Now you're just starting stuff.
That I was buy like, stuff all the
Grody
time.
Grody just smiled so big when he said that, and I knew I wasn't going to take the bait.
It's too late in the show for me to be instigating
how
things.
Many,
sorry, guys.
How many Illinois State things do you own?
Oh, see, this is a great point. Marshall is the you did
buy, my alma mater isn't calling me to give ads for the place.
Yeah,
they're probably,
good point.
They're probably like, Layla, our enrollment has dropped since you started telling people where you went to school.
Yeah,
you did give me a pretty sick thermos too, Layla. So
yeah, Grody.
Yeah. I took the wrong lane on that instigation. Sorry, guys.
Because you're still laughing about it. Well, let's do a little TTN, aka conversation, with Lawrence Holmes and Matt Spiegel next on The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering. In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.